Today's shir is Daf Ayin Zayin. We're going to begin on Daf Ayin Vav on the base, 10 lines from the top. So we learned in the Mishnah, describing the window that connects the two chatzeres. So the Mishnah said if the window is pachas midalad al dalad, if it's less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, then it doesn't have the characteristics of a window that can connect the two chatzeres, that if you want to make an error between the two chatzeres, it'll be acceptable. Amar of Nachman, this is only speaking when you want to have a window connecting two chatzeres that has to have the characteristics identified in the Mishnah that we learned yesterday. If we're dealing with a window between two houses, and we have examples of all these cases in diagram 246 on page 82, chaloyin shebein beis batim, afilu lemala me'asar nami, even if the windows were actually above 10 tefachim, the halacha will be imratzel arv arvin echad. The two houses that are connected with a window that has dalal adal tefachim, but is above 10 tefachim on the wall, still can make one erev. My tamu, what's the reason? Basic command the maladami. The house is considered entirely full. And we'll explain that concept in a moment. It says in a braisa, whether we have a window between two chatzeres, as this diagram shows all these situations, vechet chaloin shebein beis batim, vechet chaloin shebein beis aliyos, where you have between the two rooms or the two apartments on the upper floor, vechet li chaloin shebein beis gagin, or a window between the roof. And the truth is, the Rishonim point out that we paskin like Reb Shimon, that something that's on the roof, even if there is no Erev, could be carried from one roof to the other. This Braisa, they point out, is going according to the Tana that holds that items on a roof also cannot be carried from one roof to the other roof without a chatzar, without a Erev. Vechod li chaloyin shebein beis chadarim, or a window between roofs, kulan tergema kulan dalad al dabatei chasara, to be considered a window which is halachically acceptable to connect two areas, it has to have the dimension of dalad al dalad within asara tefachim. So how could you tell me that when it's between two houses it doesn't have to be betoich asara? And it says the Gemara, Tergum HaChatzeres, say that this halacha, that it has to be within that Asar Tefachim, is only talking about the Chatzeres. Ask the Gemara, how can you say that's Pshat in the Braisa? Vechali Ketani. The Braisa says that all these cases have the same din. And the Braisa does speak about a case between houses. And it says the Gemara, Tergum HaDal HaDal. You know what the Braisa means, that all cases are the same? It means that in all cases, the window, to be considered a window, has to be dalad al dalad. But the halacha that it has to be betoich asara is not always the case. It depends if it's between chatzeros, where there the window has to be betoich asara. If it's not betoich chatzeros, it doesn't have to be betoich asara.
A staircase going from one to the other as opposed to halon.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Ba'minei Rav Avim Rav Nachman. Lula pasuch min abayis l'aliyah. You have a staircase going from downstairs to upstairs. You have an opening. Lul really means you have an opening. Now the question is, Tzorach sum kavul atiroi or ain't tzorach sum kavul atiroi? Do you have to have a ladder that's established there, which would be like a staircase, which would certainly connect? Or even if you don't have something permanent there, it's going to be adequate, the fact that you have an opening. So the way the Mefarshim explained this Gemara's question is as follows. The Gemara said a moment ago that why is a window between batim different than a window between chatzeros? So the Gemara said because baisa command the moli dami, the house is considered full. Now there are two ways how to understand that concept. One way of understanding the concept is that what's the problem when a window is higher on the wall? You can't get to the window, it's too high. But in a house there's furniture. So if I need to get to a window, I'll just get up on a chair, I'll get up on a table, and I can get to the window. In a chatzar, there's no furniture, so I can't get up on a chair to get to the window. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is that Chazal taught us that every area that's covered, every area that's covered is considered completely full. The halacha doesn't differentiate between below 10 amos and above 10 amos. The covering makes it all considered as if it's below 10 amos. What's going to be the nafka mina? This case, where you have the opening between the lower floor and the upper floor, which is shown in the diagram, in the middle of the ceiling. If you'll say that Chazal taught us that every closed area is considered like it's tal tefachim or less tall, so it doesn't make a difference where the opening is. However, if you'll say it's because the furniture gives you the ability to climb up, so then there'll be a difference if this opening is on the side, because usually furniture are kept around the perimeter of the room. That's where you'll get chairs, so you can climb up. But if the opening is in the middle of the room, so there it's not accessible, there's no furniture to get, help you get up that window, and the fact that it's in the house shouldn't make a difference. That's the Gemara's kasha. Ki aminin, basic kamila man demali dummy. Do I say that when is the house considered completely full? Hani milim etzad, with this furniture that helps me get up to that window. Ava be'emtso, with our furniture pieces, loy. So the window and the saw in the middle of the room will be like a window between chatzeris, and if it's above 10 tefachim, it won't be considered a legitimate window to connect different areas. Why? Because we say if it's an enclosed area, I don't care how, where in the enclosed area it is. There's no requirement for 10 tefachim. So we thought, you don't have to have a permanent ladder. But to have some sort of a ladder, you have to have. Itmar. So therefore, he taught him. Amar Rav Yosef ben Menuni, Amar Rav Nachman. Echad Sulam Kavua, Vechad Sulam Aroy. You don't have to have a permanent ladder, nor even a temporary ladder. And it's Tzarech, you don't need to have it. Because since it's in an enclosed area, it's in a closed room, anything below 10 tefachim is considered, anything in an inside house is considered below 10 tefachim. And that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that anything inside a house is considered below 10 tefachim. The only thing is, Ramosha and the Chazon Ish both say like this. What's going to be the halacha if you have an outside place that has a dome, that has a covering, but it doesn't have walls? Will this halacha that any place that's covered is always considered less than 10 tefachim tall still apply? Or will this halacha that anything that's covered is considered less than tefachim only apply at least that there's a ceiling and walls? So both Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish say that you have to have ceiling and walls. From the Mishnah Berurah it seems that he says that a ceiling alone is enough. You don't have to have walls also. It's also interesting. No, this is not related to mezuzah. Now, one more thing. The Masham says from here that we see that a window of Dalad al Dalad is considered a window. Where is this relevant? He says it's relevant to Hilchus Yichud. That the halacha is, if you have a window that's open to the street, then there's no problem of yichud. So what are the dimensions of a window open to the street? Because he says from here we see that if a window is dalet al dalet, it's already considered a window, and it won't necessarily have to be within your tefachim. As long as people in the street could see what's doing inside the apartment, inside the house, that will be a heter for hilchus yichud. The Mishnah continues discussing when two chatzeris can't or must make an Erev together. Says the Mishnah, you have a window, a wall between two chatzeres. This is diagram 247. Gvaya Sara, the wall is 10 tefachim high for Roch of Arba, and it's 4 tefachim wide. You have to make two separate Erevin. You can't make one Erev because the wall separates the two chatzeres. There's food on top of this wall, and the people in the chatzeres want to eat the food. So the halacha is Elo Oilin Mikan Va'Oichlin. The Elo Oilin Mikan Va'Oichlin. The people from each chatzah can eat on top of the wall, of actually with the lamatim, but they can't bring the food down to where they are in the chatzeres. Nifritzah Kaisel. if this wall opens up, diagram 248, at Esther Amis, if there's an opening of 10 Amis or less, the halacha is Ma'arvim Shnayim, you can make two Erevs, Vimratzum Arvim Echad. If you want, you can make one Erev, Meshuk Pesach. Because this opening is just considered like a door. And like we learned yesterday, a door allows you to make an Erev, but you don't necessarily have to make an Erev. Yosimakan, but if the opening is wider than 10 Amis, Ma'arvim Echad, Dei Ma'arvim Shnayim, you must make one Erev, because since they're so open to each other, you have to make one Erev, you can't keep separate from each other. The Mefarshim speak about the following Shaila. Let's say we'll have this picture, diagram 248, we have an opening, and in this diagram, there's a little left over from the wall on each side. So there the Pais can say, that since I have left over on each side of the opening something, there's no dimension to what's left over. Even if just a little is left over, as long as the opening is 10 amis or less, I could choose to make one Erev or two Erevs. But let's say I'll have a situation that on one of the two sides, there's nothing left from the wall. I only have on one side some wall left over. There, the halacha is that you have to have at least four tefachim left over. If you won't have four tefachim left over, you'll just have a little left over. And it's only on one side, that won't be enough to make this area considered just a door. It'll be considered a total opening. Ask the Gemara. Ein ba abamai. This wall that we're discussing in diagram 247 is not dalat tefachim wide. What's going to be halacha? Omer Rav, so Rav says, Avi Shei Rishu Yishlotis Bar, since it's not Dal Tfachim wide, so it becomes subsumed by the two Chatzeris that adjoin it, and Lo Yosis Bar Filim Milanima, since we're dealing in a situation that the two Chatzeris don't have an Erev with each other, because they have this wall separating, so you can't even move an inch on this wall. So the Ritva, and many Rishonim immediately ask, the halacha is that you're allowed to carry in a karmelis less than dalat amis. With a raisa, you're allowed to even carry in a mishus rabbin less than dalat amis. So they ask, why is this wall, if it's less than dalat amis, dalat fucking wide, worse than a karmelis? Worse than a mishus rabbin? That you should be at least allowed to carry dalat amis. The Gemara is saying, you can't even move an inch. So Ritva, and this is the way Rabbi Kiva Eger explains the Ritva, says explanation like this. He says that what did we just explain? Rashi uses the terminology that since this wall is this narrow, then shteis chatzeres shaltus by. It's considered both chatzeres. Now what's the halacha? Am I allowed to carry even 1 inch from one chatzer to another chatzer? Of course not. If you don't have an Erev, you're not even carry 1 inch from one chatzer to another chatzer. Since this wall, which is not dalat tefachim wide, is considered like it belongs to both chatzeres. Every inch I carry, it's like I'm carrying from one chatzer to another chatzer. And we just said, from one chatzer to another chatzer, you not even carry 1 inch. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, Eilu ma'al mikan v'ayichlam, the people on one chatzer to bring food up to this wall, which is not dalat tefachim wide, and eat. The Eilu ma'al mikan v'ayichlam, the people on the other side could do the same, they don't have this problem of not being able to move an inch. Ask the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Eilo Eilo Mekan Vayichlin, Veilo Eilo Mekan Vayichlin, that the both sides could eat food that's on top of the wall. So what is the Mishnah teaching us? Oil it in, you can only take and eat food that's already there. But Malin Loi, you can't bring up food there. So what's the obvious answer? The Mishnah is talking about a wall that's dalat tefachim wide. Rav Yochanan is talking about a wall that's not dalat tefachim wide. So how is the Gemara asking a question from a case that's totally dissimilar? So Tosfos answers that the Gemara and the Havamina assumed that what's the main characteristic of the wall? The main characteristic of the wall is not its width. The main characteristic is its height. And this wall that's not dalat tefachim wide, and the wall that the Mishnah discusses that is dalat tefachim wide, are both the same. So why they're both asar tefachim high? The fact that this one is narrower, this one is wider, the Gemara in the Havamina felt was not the crucial issue. And that's why the Gemara had a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. That's the way Tosfos explains the Gemara's kasha. Other Rishonim explain the Gemara's question like this. If Rabbi Yochanan is correct, that when the wall is less than Dalat Tefachim wide, not only could you eat food that's on top of the wall, but you could even bring food up from the Chatzeris to the wall, why didn't the Mishnah say it? Why didn't the Mishnah say it, if that's true? And that's what the Gemara is asking. If Rabbi Yochanan, if you're right, why wasn't this brought down in the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Hachikam, this is Pshat in the Mishnah. Yeshba al baal abba, if the wall is dalat fucking wide, oil it in, malin law, you could only eat the food that's already there, but can't bring up food from the chatzeres. Aimba al baal abba, but if it's not dalat fucking wide, malinami. That's what you have to read into the Mishnah, even though it's not explicit, you have to learn that deek into the Mishnah. V'oz de Rabbi Yochanan tamei, and Rabbi Yochanan really follows something he said in Masechta Shabbos. The Chaser of Dimi, the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, we learned this. The Chaser of Dimi Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Makim she'ein ba al ba'al arba. If you have a place that's not dalad al dalad wide, but the Rishonim point out, it's at least three tefachim high. Because if it's not three tefachim high, its bottle is subsumed in the Rishus where it is. So let's say you have an area that's at least three tefachim high, but it's less than dalad al dalad wide. And this is an area that's between the Rishus HaYoch and the Rishus HaRabim. The halach is, Mutal b'nei Rishus HaRabim, Ula b'nei Rishus HaYoch, L'kasef alof. The people from the Rishus HaRabim could put their items on it, because they're carrying from Rishus HaRabim to a Makom Ptur, which is nothing wrong. And the people from the Rishus HaYoch could put their items on it, again, because they're carrying from the Rishus HaYoch to the Makom Ptur. What is Asur is B'vach Lo Yechlifu. They can't take something from the Rishus HaYoch, put it on the Makom Ptur, where there's nothing wrong, and then take it from the Makom Ptur to the Rishus HaRabim. Which really, halachically, there's nothing wrong with that either. Because you're only carrying from to a Makom Ptur or from a Makom Ptur. Just Chazal said you can't do it because we're concerned you're going to go directly from Rishus HaYoch to Rishus HaRabim. So here too, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that since this wall is in Dalat Tefachim wide, so it's a Makom Ptur. If it's a Makom Ptur, people from both Chatzeres could put their items on this wall. Ask the Gemara, Rav, who began learning this piece of Gemara, disagreed. Ask the Gemara, Rav, Leslay, Rav Dimi, doesn't he agree with what Rav Dimi said, that you could carry from a Rishus HaYoch to a Makom Ptur, you could carry from a Rishus HaRabim to Makom Ptur? Answers you, Rav, like this. Ibr Shus Teraisa Hachinami. Where were we discussing carrying from a Rishus HaYoch to carrying from Rishus HaRabim would be fine. Hachemai skinen, brishuis drabonin. We're talking about a drabonin digger situation. Vacham also chizuk devreim yois moshe Torah. So the way Tosfos explains is like this. According to Rav Dimi, and Rav agrees with this, if you have a Makom Ptur between a Rishus HaYoch and a Rishus HaRabim, and I go and I tell you you could carry from the Rishus HaYoch to the Makom Ptur, you can carry from the Rishus HaRabim to Makom Ptur, that's not going to lead you to make an error that you get a lot of carry from Rishus HaYoch to Rishus HaRabim. Everybody knows that there's a difference between carrying from Rishus HaYoch to Rishus HaRabim or from Rishus HaYoch to Makom Ptur. So there's no reason that we should make a gzeirah. Now we have a second. So there Chazal did not make a gzeirah. Then we have a situation, this is the way the Mefarshim explained to us, that you're carrying from, you have Rishus HaYoch, Makom Ptur or Carmelis. Or we should say Rabim, Makom Ptur, Carmelis. Again, since the two areas on the sides of this Makom Ptur are very different areas, one's Rishus HaYoch, one's a Carmelis, one's Rishus HaRabim, one's a Carmelis. Again, the fact that we allow you to carry from the Rishus HaYoch to the Carmelis, from Rishus HaYoch to the Makom Ptur, won't lead you to make an error that you could also carry to Carmelis. Everybody knows there's a difference between a Carmelis and a Rishus HaYoch, and therefore they won't carry from Rishus HaYoch to Carmelis. What's the case here? We have two Rishus HaYoch. Everybody knows that you're allowed to carry from Rishus HaYoch to Rishus HaYoch. What's the problem with these Rishus HaYoch? That they belong to two different people. And what's separating these two Rishus HaYoch? A Makom Ptur. Because the Kaisel is not out fucking wide. So if people are not going to think that you can't carry from one Rishus HaYoch to another Rishus HaYoch. Everybody knows you're allowed to carry Rishus HaYoch. That's why in this case, Chazal were more machmer, and they said you can't carry from Shisa Yachatim up from Torah. Because it's very easy and very understandable how somebody's going to come to make the error to carry from, and I'm going to let you carry from Shisa Yachatim up from Torah, you may come continue carrying from Shisa Yachatim to Shisa Yachatim, which are really two different chatzeris, which you're not allowed to do. So the Gemara established here a klal. Chacham also chizlag devrayim, yois mishal Torah. They were more machmer about their things, because here we're only dealing with a drabonin, that you could come to carry from Shisayach to Shisayach. That's only a takon of Shlomo Melech. More than any, than the Rises. Why? If you think about it, you should really say that you should be more machmer, that we should try to avoid a deraisa than to avoid a drabonin. Yet our Gemara just says the opposite. So the Yaris Tavash says a beautiful mashal to explain this concept. He says like this. What's going to be if somebody is standing by a king in the times of kings, and the king tells me, I want you to move a cup. I want you to move a cup from this part of the table to the other part of the table. If not, I'll kill you. And the person doesn't obey the king's order, and the king kills him. Maybe the king had the right to kill him, but there'll be an uproar in the country. He killed a person because he didn't move a cup? Big deal. But what's going to be if somebody attempts to get to the White House, and there's a guard by the White House, not a low-level guard, and he tells you, stop, don't go further, and you continue walking, and he tells you again, stop, and you don't stop, he'll take out a gun and shoot the guy. Will anybody have any problem with what he did? No, it was his job. So that's what he says is the difference. The job of the Rabbanon is to protect the Torah, and they have a right to say, this is what we want, and if you don't do it, you're in trouble. Chum also chizuk devrayim yosh mishal Torah. However, what is in the Torah itself is like what the king says. And the king, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is very reasonable, and he doesn't just go shoot because for any reason. He doesn't just go make zeres for any reason. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Nachman. Kaisa shbein stei chatzeres. You have a war between two chatzeres. This is diagram 249. Sida echad gvaya sar tfachim. To one chatz the wall is a 10 tfachim wall. But sida echad shovel arts. On the other side, it's equal to the floor. Now, Tosfos points out it's not really equal to the floor, because it was equal to the floor, and the diagram indicates, like Tosfos learns, because it was exactly equal to the floor, then it's not a wall. So now the question is like this. Here you have a wall, and we said that the wall is an independent area. What the concept of the Gemara now is that if the wall is more usable, more accessible to one chatzar versus to the other chatzar, then we say that the wall to the chatzar, which is more accessible, we put it to that chatzar, not to the other. So that's why in this case, let's look at this diagram again. To one chatzar, the wall is a 10 tefachim wall. To the other chatzar, it's less than 10 tefachim. So I say the people in the other chatzar where it's less than 10 tefachim have use of the wall. Into the Gemara again. Karsus ben chetzeres. Tzid echad gvaya sarat fachim. Tzid echad shovel arts. Nois nois lezesh is shovel arts. We say that the wall belongs to the one where it's shorter to. Shum dezhev lezet hashmish benachas. This one can more easily use it. Ulezet hashmish bekasha. This one is more difficult to use. V'kol lezeh benachas lezeh bekasha. Wherever you have to one side it's easier and to one side it's more difficult. Nois lezeh lezet hashmish benachas. Another situation. Amrav Shizbi, Amrav Nachman. Charitz, this is diagram 250. You have a ditch, Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. Tzide Echad Omek Asara. To one side, it's a ditch that's 10 tefachim deep. But Tzide Echad Shovel Arts. On the other side, it's exactly flush. And again, it's not exactly flush, because if it's exactly flush, it's not necessarily a ditch. Nice Lezesh Shovel Arts. Why? Mishum Dav Lezet Hashmisha Benachas, Lezet Hashmisha Bekasha. This one has easier access to it, so we give it to that chatzer. The Mepharshim say that this charitz has to be less than 10 than dal tefachim wide, because if it's less than, if it's more than dal, no, it has to be dal tefachim. What I mean, because if it's less than dal tefachim, so you just could step over it. It's not called a ditch. A ditch that's that narrow is not a ditch. So it has to be at least dal tefachim wide. Now the Gemara asks, why do we have to have the case mentioned both by a wall and by a ditch? Says the Gemara, "Tzrichi." We need to mention the case in both cases. The Ashmin and Kaisel. If I only spoke about the first case, about a wall, Mishum de Begav Mishtam Sheinshi, people put things that are higher up. They put things on a ledge. Avacharitz, but a ditch. People don't put things into pits. Emeloi, I would say maybe there we don't start with these, with this halacha. V'yashmin mechritz, if I taught the charitz, shundla b'isa tashmishta. Even if it's 10 tefachim high, nobody's concerned, because it's not that deep. Ava kais de b'ishta tashmishta, when it's 10 tefachim high, people are scared to use it, it's already tall, you can fall down, chas v'shalom. Emeloi, tzricha. That's why you had to mention both cases. Now the Gemara begins, and we're going to spend essentially the next two shiurim, the rest of today's shiur and tomorrow's shiur, about the concept of a wall that separates two chatzeres, but we want to shorten the wall. Now there would be two reasons why somebody would want to make the wall shorter. One reason is because you want to be able to make an eruv between the two chatzeres, and as we learned in the Mishnah, if the wall is 10 tefachim high, it separates the two chatzeres. So now you want to be able to make one eruv, so you need to make the wall shorter. That's one situation. Another situation that you may be faced with is the case that we just finished learning in the Gemara, where you have two chatzeres with a wall in between, and one chatzer wants to make the wall more accessible to it, and by making it more accessible to it, the wall will become its wall to the exclusion of the other side. That's two situations. Says the Gemara, Balamatoi, if you want to make the wall shorter, and the Miri points out a very nice ha'ara. He says like this, in the previous Gemara, the wall is the wall as it is, and to one side it's more accessible, and to one side it's less accessible, and the Gemara says to the side that's more accessible, that's the side that gets the wall. What happened over here? Here the wall was equal to both of us. I now went biyodayim and made the wall more accessible to me at your expense. Maybe that shouldn't be allowed. How am I allowed to go make the wall more accessible to me that you're going to end up losing? Tells us the Gemara, as long as you didn't do anything legally wrong, I didn't touch your property, you're allowed to do it. Bala matoi, there's nothing wrong as long as you do it right. So what's the easiest way of making it shorter? The easiest way, the most practical way, is to bring some sort of a container, some sort of a platform, put it next to the wall, and therefore now the wall is not that high anymore. If the platform you bring is dalat fachim, mutal shtamish b'kala kaisel kulay, then the wall is considered, even though it doesn't go the whole length of the wall, since you have an area of dalad that it does go, it's good enough. If it's not that long, then you can't use only the area next to the platform. When we speak about the platform needing to be dalat fachim, what does that mean? The Gemara certainly says it has to be in the length. Does it also have to be in the width? When the Gemara says dalad, does it have to be dalad al dalad, 4x4, or is it enough that it should be 4 in the length? And depth is enough that you could stand on it, but it doesn't have to have 4 tefachim. Machlokes Rishonim. Ask the Gemara, Manavshach, what did the Gemara say? That if the platform is not dalad tefachim, or maybe not even dalad but dalad, so it works next to where it is, but it doesn't work anywhere else. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand. If this is considered that it made the wall shorter, so it should affect the entire wall. If on the other hand you're saying that this platform is too small and therefore can't affect the wall, then even in that spot where it stands, it shouldn't be effective. Amar Avina, you're right. He says a platform, it is or it isn't. If the platform is the right dimensions, it'll affect the entire wall. If it's not the right dimensions, nothing will work. We're talking about here, diagram 251, where he took off a piece from the top. So since it's more of a permanent removal, this is the way the Rishonim explain, it's more of a permanent action, so it's like this. Again, if what I took off from the top measures dalet fachim, that's permanent and affects the entire wall. If it doesn't measure the Tfachim, so I can't say it affects the entire wall. It's too small to affect the entire wall. But since it's such a permanent action, what I did, it's not that I just put down a platform next to the wall. There, at least, it'll help that for the spat that it's less than dalet, that it's not a sorrow tefachim high, it'll be effective. Now the Gemara continues speaking about this platform that was put next to the wall. Amar Rav Yechiel, kafel safel. If you take a basin and you turn it upside down, you put it next to the wall, diagram 252, the halach is mamad. The halach is that it could affect the height, and if from the top of this basin to the top of the wall there's less than 10 tfachim, you don't have a wall of 10 tfachim, and it becomes the wall of this chatzar. Ask the Gemara, why should putting down a basin be acceptable? V'may, dova hanitl b'shabbos. You could just carry the basin away in Shabbos. V'dova hanitl b'shabbos, enimamat. Answer the Gemara, l'tshicha d'chaber ba'ara. That you put it on the ground and you put earth on top of it. Ask the Gemara, v'chiyaber ba'ara mahava. Even if I put earth on top of this basin, why should that make a difference? V'tanya, we learned in the Raisa Masechta Shabbos. Pagashat mina b'tevin. You put a fig into straw. A fig is not muksa, straw is muksa. Charora shetmina begecholim. A cake was put into coals. Again, the cake is not muksa, the coals are muksa. Imagula muktsasa, if you could grab onto the fig, or you could grab onto the cake, nitelus b'v Shabbos. You could carry it on Shabbos. You could schlep it out. So here too, I should be able to schlep the basin out, even if it's under earth. Answers the Gemara, Hakamaiskinan, this like Gnayim, that the barrel, that this basin has a rim, Gnayim means a rim, and the earth is on top of the rim, so when you pick up the basin, you will be moving the earth, and Rashi says that's considered like Khaifer, that's considered like digging. Ask the Gemara, V'chiyas like Gnayim Mayhavi, even if it has a rim, why should that make a difference? But now we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Klayim, Hatayman lefes v'tzoyin tachta gefen. Somebody that puts turnips, radishes under a grape tree, but it did not take root. The old Mefarshim explained it did not take root yet. So the halacha is like this: there's man shemixus alav megulin. If you could get to the vegetable still, ain't a chayshul lemishem klayim. It's not considered that you planted klayim, that you planted a vegetable and grapes together. Let's say it grows some more. Let's say what you had put under the grape tree was something from which you had already taken maaser. But now you measure it afterwards and there's more than what you started off with. Do you have to be concerned that something more grew? And if something more grew, you have to take maaser again, because you didn't take maaser from what grew anew. Or do I say that it just expanded but nothing new grew? So Gemara says, I don't have to worry that anything new grew. V'loy mishem shvius. The halach is, then the shmita year, you're not allowed to work in the field. So the halach is doing this, is not considered digging in the field, working in the field. So you see, schlepping something, even if it involves moving the earth, is not called chayfer. So why, ask the Gemara, if you put earth and the top of the rim, it should be a problem. Moving the earth is not a problem, as you see by shmita. Answers the Gemara, Nitolim b'Shabbos le'tzricha. If it's so available to you that you could schlep out this basin, that's not the question. Here we're talking about a case le'tzrich debar mar v'chatzina. You need to bring shovel to schlep it out, and since you need to bring a shovel to schlep it out, that is obviously also in Shabbos, and that's why it's not considered. It is or it isn't considered davar nitl b'Shabbos. Now the Gemara continues. Sum hamitzri enem amat. If it's a sum hamitzri, the Gemara is going to explain what kind of a ladder that is. If you put a ladder that's a sum hamitzri, it can't affect the wall. Vatsuri, but a sum hatsuri mamat can affect the wall. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, if you knock a ladder into the wall, if you take nails and you knock the ladder into the wall, then it doesn't make a difference what kind of a ladder it is. It's always going to affect and be able to shorten the height of the wall. Here we're talking about a case where you didn't knock the ladder into the wall, And that's when we differentiate between a Sum HaMitzri and a Sum HaTzuri. Hechi Domi Sum HaMitzri Amar Deber Bianai Kosh Ein Loib Arba Chavokim. If it doesn't have four rungs, it's not considered a ladder. That's diagram 253. My tam the Sum HaMitzri de Lamimat. What's the reason that if it's a Sum HaMitzri, it can't affect the wall? Amalei lo shmil a chod amar of achbar ad amar of hamnuna amar rav. Didn't you hear what he said? Mishum dehavlei dava anitl b'shabbos. Since it's such an easy ladder that you can move, the ladder is it's movable. For kol dava shenitl b'shabbos ain mad. If the thing that you're relying to make the wall shorter is something that you easily can move, that's not considered something that could affect the wall. That's a very interesting machlokes in the Rishonim. What's going to be the halacha is like this. Let's say the item that you're putting up to shorten the wall is something muksa. Certainly could affect the wall because you can't move it on Shabbos. Let's say it's something which is not muksa. It certainly doesn't affect the wall if it's not some, as we'll see, the other characteristics. What's going to be the halacha if it's something which is a keli shemalach delisser? Now what's the halacha we learned in Masechta Shabbos by keli shemalach delisser? It's muksa. But under certain circumstances, it may be moved. L'tzarech kufa mekaymai. Is something which is a keli shemalach del iser considered a dova nitl b'shabbos, or is it considered a dova she'en a nitl b'shabbos? It's machlokes v'shoinim. Continues the Gemara. If the point is that anything that can be moved on Shabbos is not cannot affect the wall, so yachafil tsurinami. Even if you have a big ladder, it shouldn't make a difference. You're allowed to move a ladder on Shabbos. Answer the Gemara, Hosab Kovdei Kovai. Because it's heavy, it establishes its place. And in this too, there's a Machlokes Rishonim how to learn. Some Rishonim learn, you're allowed to move a ladder on Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with moving a ladder on Shabbos. But since people generally don't move heavy ladders on Shabbos, so even though maybe halachically you're allowed to move this ladder, it makes it kavua and makes it fixed in that place. And I say that therefore, since it's fixed in the place, it's considered that it could affect the wall and shorten the height. Others say a different pshat. Since it's heavy, so I'm yachid mokim, I designate a place. And they learn that pshat and muksa machim sechsar and kis is that what's the definition of a muksa machim sechsar and kis? That I'm yachid mokim. For expensive item, I designate a place that I always leave it there. And therefore, if it's heavy, it becomes muksa, because I'm a yachid makim. And once it becomes muksa, it's a dovish ein nitl b'shabbos. It can't be moved in Shabbos. And we just finished learning that anything that can't be moved in Shabbos can affect the wall.